Let it out. Let it go. Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we honor and know that you are a divine expression. Such is the nature of life itself that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You and I are that opportunity, and so it is. Because we know that you are an expression of life, life itself, the greatness of all of life, coming to you and through you, living itself as you, we honor and recognize you as such. We honor and recognize you wherever and whatever filters you have moving, allowing that life to move through you, whether they were given at birth or you've chosen them since then, as you recognize and know yourself as part of some ethnic group or some sexual orientation or sexual identity or all of those kinds of things, a race. I think I already said that. But the idea here is that who you are and its individual expression is the ultimate power and goodness of oneness within you. We know that. We recognize it. We believe in it. We believe in you. Therefore, we're glad you're here with us to celebrate a greater idea. Today, we're going to explore that greater idea of open to possibilities and part of how we continue to be open and keep that openness going. And we do that with releasing. So we will get to that in a few moments. But for right now, I'd like to share with you a little more of who we are by sharing with you our Declaration of Principles, which you'll see on the screen here in just a moment. This is a portion of the Declaration of Principles presented by Dr. Ernest Holmes and continued over this 100 years since these were written. We still hold them because they are, I believe, eternal truth. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love and creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative in how I choose to think. Yes, how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of life, of God, to all. And so it is. So in order to live that principle, to look at that principle and to grow that principle, that's what our celebrations are all about. That's what our spiritual practices are all about. That's what our life is all about. And now to share a little more of that with us, we have one of our senior or lead practitioners who will be sharing with us some good ideas and leading us in an affirmative prayer for our greater good. Judy Ailey. Take it away.
All right. Hello, friends. It's great to be here. You know, I'm not wanting to wallow in my old stuff, but I wanted to share with you something that had been going on with me earlier in 2020, actually, even before the big lockdown about a year ago. You know, when I look back at that time, I was not feeling physically well. Mostly, I seemed to have digestive issues at that time, and I was just very low energy. I was not my regular self. And this had been going on for a while. So I did go to the doctor. They did all kinds of tests on me, and nothing big showed up, which I am grateful for that. But anyway, as I said, this went on for a number of months. I was pretty down about my health, and I started to think that maybe this is just the way it is. Maybe you're just getting older. Is this old age? And you know, I know better than to be thinking this way, but it's not easy to do. And it's easy to fall into this kind of thinking when it's your body, you're in it. And it's kind of like you can't see the forest for the trees. Also, in looking back at this time, I realized that I had really gotten off of my strong daily routine of treatment and prayer. I'm not sure what caused me to get off of it, whether it was the pandemic, because by that point we were in it. Or, and that was a disruption of what I was used to. And so anyway, I had to take some real, I sort of had to take myself and say, you got to get back to this. So I got myself back to doing my daily time of deliberate prayer, meditation, and treatment. I also reached out to some other folks to help me, to support me in treatment, some like-minded people. And I have to say that the universe has delivered, that I really am feeling so much better. My energy is back. I'm out working in my yard, which is a real barometer for me to test that. My digestive issues have resolved themselves. I do have to have more awareness and mindfulness about what I eat, but I think that's probably a good thing anyway. So I see all of that as very positive. You know, we all have struggles from time to time, and it's just important for me to continue my daily spiritual work. You know, today's theme is about releasing and letting go. And the affirmation for today is, the more I release, the more good I experience. So I took some time to surrender myself to the oneness and wholeness that we call life, and that this goodness, and to the goodness that's always waiting there for us. You know, when we talk about letting go, what are we letting go of? Release and let go. Let go of what? Well, there's a lot of stuff to let go of. Let go of doubt, of fear, any idea of limitation or necessity of anything other than the best. Letting go of victimhood in all of its many forms. Letting go of trying to control how it's all supposed to be. And instead, sinking into that oneness, that wholeness, that goodness that supports us always. Anyway, I'm letting go and letting spirit direct me as I move into the future, whatever that may be. I'm double vaccinated now, so what does that mean? I don't really know, so we'll just have to see. I think there's still precautions to be taken, but I'm grateful that I'm in the place that I am. The thing that I know is that as I release and let go into this wholeness, into this oneness, that I will experience greater and greater good in my life. And I wanted to close with a, before we go into the treatment, I wanted to read a quote from the Science of Mind textbook. And here's what it says. If one would take time once a day at least to let go of all that is not true and lay hold of reality, reality with a capital R, let go of doubt, distrust, worry, condemnation, and fear, and lay hold of life in its expressions of beauty, truth, and wholeness, the mental congestion would be healed. Keep the mind and body open to the reception of truth. All right. So that's my story. I'm sticking with it. And I would like to now take us into an affirmative prayer. So if you will, just relax wherever you happen to be. If you feel comfortable, close your eyes. And let's just breathe a little bit and just allow ourselves to be present in this moment, in this now moment. And as we do that, I'm going to say this in the first person, but if you'll just accept it for yourself, let us know this together. I know that there is one presence, one life, one power, one goodness, and that this presence, this love, this great goodness is everywhere, all the time. Wherever I look outside of myself, inside of myself, it is everywhere expressing itself. This power is one, it is whole, it is complete. It is present everywhere. It is all powerful, it is all knowing. So I just know that I am one with this power. I am one with this presence, that this goodness, this wholeness, this love, this divine intelligence fills me, fills my mind, that I am always one with it, that I am never separated from it. I am completely one with it always, right now and forever. So as I unify with this and I align myself with this power for good, I just allow myself to sink into knowing the things that I want to experience in my life. I know for myself, divine, vibrant health in every single part of my body, that every cell down to the minutest microscopic level is functioning in perfect harmony, peace, and ease. And I know that the power that has, that balances the planets and the solar system and the universe, the power that keeps all of this in perfect balance is the same power that makes sure and knows that the function of every single cell in my body is absolutely perfect as well. I know that this is the truth. I know also that my life is filled with love, that as I give the best of myself to all situations, to all relationships, that as I connect with other people at that heart level, that I experience this universal love in my life in all of its many wondrous forms. I open myself up to great creativity, to new ways of looking at the world around me, knowing that I always can tap into this divine intelligence, this wondrous goodness that speaks through my mind as great ideas, as new ways of doing things, as a new way of looking at things. I am so grateful for this. I also know that my life is filled with divine abundance, that abundance is the nature of this power, and that as I am one with it, I know that my life is filled with great abundance of every good thing, including money, love, vibrant health, new ideas, just everything. As I know all of this goodness for myself, I turn away and I let go of doubts, of fears, of worry of any kind. I let go of having a sense that I am a victim of anything, that I know that I am fully and completely supported by this power, this love, this divine goodness that is everywhere present. I am just so grateful for being here today, for knowing this for myself and for all others who are listening. So I just take this time to know that as I look around my world, I see the good that there is. I see good in all people, in all situations, and I know that the universe is fully expressing in my world, in my life, in every single way. So it was with great faith and great love and great thanksgiving that I release these words now, knowing that they are so, and so it is. All right. Our next song is a Daniel Namad song entitled Where the Ocean Says to Go. So enjoy that. Great to see everybody. Bye.
So much pushing and pulling, so much fighting and straining, so much laboring against waves and wind. I am tired, my arms are weary, back is aching, eyes are bleary, think I'm finally ready to give in. I have struggled, I have cried, I've screamed inside about the kind of life I've tried to lead. Well, right now I think it's time for the very first time to lay down my body and mind and just be. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be all right. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. Down the block or to the moon, round the world or just to my room, I can't say where I'm supposed to end up. I've resisted for so long, as if I could do no wrong, and it's never been quite good enough. It's a funny thing, I guess, a prideful human saying yes without knowing what I'm agreeing to. There's a simple fact I find, the decision's never been mine. All I'll ever do is what I'm meant to do. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be alright. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. Scary thing for sure, to lay down my oars, quit pretending that I've ever been in charge. But it's scarier still, to spend my strength and will, never even have a peaceful heart. So here goes the toughest thing, ironic, don't you think, that it's so hard and so easy all at once. It's not laziness, it's just the deepest kind of trust that I'm okay when all is said and done. I'm okay when all is said and done. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be alright. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. If I stop steering my boat, does it sink? Oh no, current carries it along just so. If I stop steering my life, I'm gonna be alright. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. I'll just go where the ocean says to go. I'll just go where the ocean says to go.
Thank you, Daniel Namod. And thank you, Judy. You did a wonderful job. I appreciated your story. I also appreciated your summary of my talk. So those who want the short version, heard it from Judy. Those who want a longer version, hang in, because I've got some more to say. You know, the topic today is I release and let go. And it's a topic that sometimes raises frustration and fear in people. It's a topic that sounds like an old sacrificial sort of idea from other religions, perhaps. I know the religion I grew up in, if, releasing and letting go was not a pleasant idea. It was something everyone was supposed to do. You release my will in order to find out what God's will is. Actually, I believed pretty much that if it felt good and I enjoyed it and liked it, it was probably wrong. And also that God's will could not really possibly be something that would be for my greater joy, although at least not to look like that at the beginning. So there was a lot of this struggle between what's my will and what's God's will. And if I release and let go, if I release my will, does, you know, blah, am I going to be miserable the rest of my life and have to wear some kind of clothes I don't like, or dress in a place I don't like, or do a thing I don't like to do, or a job I don't want, or sacrifice myself for something? All of that was pretty heavy and pretty negative. And, you know what I'm talking about. Some of you may have experienced that. But the thing about this philosophy of unity and oneness is that releasing and letting go it's simply a matter of releasing and letting go what no longer serves us. Releasing and letting go that which is creating and holding me in a limited place, and allowing and opening to a greater vision of myself, a greater version of the vision of myself, a greater idea of what spirit wants to be as me. Couple of ideas when I first got here that were exciting to me at the beginning and continue to grow in their excitement. One of them is the idea that desire, which I had been taught was a bad thing, is really the infinite spirit, infinite intelligence within each of us, nudging us toward our greater good. Not something to be distrusted or named as wrong or selfish or any of that, but it's simply the desire of spirit, the desire of infinite intelligence, universal intelligence within me, of nudging me and saying, here it is. Do you want this? You want it. You feel it. If it's what you want, then it's what you want. And we can have it. We can grow in it. So there's an interesting contradictory to the whole idea of my desires, my good being wrong or something wrong with them, is the idea that if something really feels good, it's not wrong. If it really feels good, it means it's in alignment with your deeper beliefs. If this idea of doing something or being something or taking something forth into life feels really, really right, then it's based on those truths within you of what matters to you. You know, in this teaching, we're very clear that feelings are the result of belief systems. You feel good about something, or you have a feeling of joy about something because you have a belief that it is good for you, or it is good for the world, or it is good there. And therefore, our feelings become a way of getting in touch with what our really deepest desires really are and what our deepest beliefs are. And it gives us a chance then to decide, is that really what I want to believe or not, and can make some decisions about that. You know, and this whole idea of sacrifice that, again, is so much a part of some of the other religions, while it's still a part of ours, what we sacrifice is what we no longer need. What no longer serves us, what no longer is good for us, what we no longer really need to hold on to, even if it felt good at a time and even if it served us for a time. I'm reminded of a friend of mine who used to joke that he during Lent, he always gave up broccoli because he hated broccoli to begin with. He wasn't going to eat it anyway. So this is a little like that. I'm giving up which no longer serves me. Smaller ideas and such. You know, there's a goal in this teaching. There's an idea. Part of one of our principles from the core principles from the statement. I'm sorry, I can't even say it here. The Declaration of Principles that we read earlier. I want to share with you on the screen. It's this: we believe in the ultimate goal of life to be the complete emancipation from all discord of every nature. And that is the goal sure to be attained by all. That's a big order. And yet we believe it's not only possible, but that all will attain it eventually. As the universe continues to go and grow, and the world and the earth and all of its people continue to go and grow in that direction. May not happen in my lifetime, but my goal is that for me, it can happen in my lifetime. And it's interesting because this word emancipation does not mean there will never be discordant ideas or experiences, but it means they will not limit my freedom. They will not stop me from being who and what I am here to be. So I release and I let go. What? I let go of my limited thoughts, my limited beliefs, my limited feelings. I let go of being what no longer serves me and what serves my smallness or serves my littleness in one way or another. So some great ideas to release. How about releasing the idea of us and them? That there's a me and a separate you, and that you has got to be something wrong with it or different to the point where I must disapprove of it. A belief in this us and them as the normative part of life, that there has to be a right and a wrong, an either or, a good and bad. Because without that, how do we know who we're with? How do we know we're good? Well, what if we release that and let a greater idea come in? See, this whole business of forgiveness is about releasing an idea, a thought, a feeling, a belief about ourselves or someone else, and allowing then the truth of the infinite, the truth of infinite intelligence to inform us and to fill us with the feeling and experience of the very opposite of whatever that limit is. So if I release the belief in us and them, I am awakened to the idea and the feeling that I see the good in every person. And there is goodness in every person. And we are more the same than different. Science is showing us that more and more with the whole genogram and all of that. So that I am now knowing and recognizing in everyone, no matter how different they appear to be, they are not a them, they're an us. And the us in us is the world I want to live in, a world of connection, a world of unity, a world of oneness. Some other ideas to release are ideas of lack. You know, we can always get caught up and focused on things we don't have. I've just moved into a wonderful new apartment. I'm very excited about all the aspects of the apartment, except I don't have a garbage disposal. I can get real hung up on not having a garbage disposal. It takes, what, 2 seconds to scoop out what's caught in the drain of the sink and toss it into the trash can right next to the sink? My life is in no way limited or rendered helpless or a problem because I have that limitation of no garbage disposal. Now, for a moment, I went there. I was like, but only for a moment. See, lack and limitation shows up in all sorts of ways, and we can really get hung up on focusing on those. Lack of enough money. You know, it's like in your body when everything is healthy and working beautifully and perfect, and you get a hangnail. The only thing you want to see or feel or think about is that hangnail. It gets all of your attention. Once it's fixed and no longer bugging you, it goes away and everything goes back into this harmonious flow and you don't even think about it. What if we focused as much energy on that harmonious flow, on how much we have rather than what we don't have, on how much the flow of prosperity is coming to us and through us always, a prosperity of relationships, a prosperity of experiences, a prosperity of goodness in every kind of way, including money. But we get too hung up on what's lacking. And you know what we know and what we say, and we say it again and again. That which we focus our attention on is what multiplies. So what if you focused instead? We had a wonderful teacher in this teaching who used to say, you know, every time she bumped into a surprise financially, if it was a check for a meal she hadn't expected, or a bill came in that was higher than she thought, or that she thought she might have trouble paying, her first phrase was always, "Thank God I'm rich." And that isn't about how much money you have in the bank or don't have in the bank. Being rich is about how you are in consciousness and how much of the prosperity of life you can fully understand and embrace. And I guarantee you every bill will be paid and everything that you are requiring for your life to be lived according to your desires will show up. It'll show up when you let go of that limited thinking. That's forgiveness. I give forth this idea. I give forth the negative limiting ideas of lack and limitation and not enough. in order for the infinite within me to fill me with prosperity and truth and harmony and ease. You know? See, and probably the biggest one we all deal with for limitation is the belief that something outside of us in shape and form and manifestation has more power over us than the power within us to create and manifest. My friend John DePalma is often saying, so you tell me your protest has more power than my prayer? No, it doesn't. Your taxes have more power than my freedom to live freely. Your controls from the outside have more power than my ability to live joyfully and easily and greatly. Absolutely not. So all of those ideas, however individualized they may be and whatever kinds of limits come on them, are seen to be placed upon us. We're surrounded now by all sorts of new rules about the virus, about masks, about this, that, and the other. But none of that is really a description of my health. My health is managed by my consciousness. And yes, I wear my mask. And yes, I participate in the culture by doing those things which are deemed best. However, that doesn't control my thinking and my thought. That is controlled by me and my consciousness. So I forgive, I give forth, I release and let go that limited idea that external things and physical things, because all physical things have behind them in their core and their foundation, a spiritual idea, an idea in nature, an idea in consciousness. And that's where the power of them lies. So I reduce my experience to that core idea of consciousness and then change my mind about it. And out the door it goes and opens to something more. I give forth that limited idea and I receive the greater idea of the powers within me. I have an infinite amount of conscious presence of the infinite. I have an infinite amount of freedom. I have an infinite amount, as much of that as I can embrace. And nothing outside of me says no to that or can stop it. Now, that's a different kind of freedom. And that's maybe a different idea of forgiveness than you've seen or heard before. It's a beautiful idea of forgiveness because it takes into full consideration that the thing doing the thinking and the talking is the thing that we are open to, which is the Spirit of God moving through us, the Spirit of life moving through us, that infinite intelligence within us. There's another statement from our global experience and our science and mind principles that says we envision a worldwide culture in which forgiveness, whether from errors, injustices, or doubts, is the norm. Forgiveness where I give over, I release and let go limited thoughts, limited ideas, negative ideas towards other people, or beliefs in other people having greater power in our lives than us, or whatever those are. But a culture of forgiveness. So when I get upset and angry with someone, before I ever go speak to them about it and fix them or straighten them out, I'm going to straighten out my thinking about them and see, where am I believing I've lost my freedom and my power? Because my anger always comes from some idea that someone's giving me something I don't want, or I'm not getting something I want, which is a belief in powerlessness. And so I go back to that inner belief. What is my belief here? And what is the better idea? Am I willing to forgive, give forth, release, and let go this limited idea in order to embrace a greater truth? See, the universe abhors a vacuum. So when we release something like that, it's going to fill in with something else. Now, the good news is we get to choose what fills in there. And so we simply call forth within us that greater idea of infinite intelligence, of spirit, of God, if you please, to allow it to say, sure, I'll fill you up with this, as opposed to releasing a belief and then asking your family to fill it up, or asking the culture to fill it up, or asking the government to fill it up. No, it's releasing a belief and asking the infinite to fill it up, because that really is our path. So how do we fill it up? How do we get clear about that thing that's replacing what we're releasing? We do that by, again, going back to the question we raised last week. And it's simply this, that what is spirit's highest idea as me? What is life's highest idea as my life? What is God's highest idea of me as my life? God's idea of itself as me. Those kinds of questions, which really open us up to visioning and having that creative idea and allowing that vision, not visualization, but vision, which is the recognition of the vision of possibility, to take greater hold and greater awareness and at least enter my imagination and let me think about it. Let me live with it. Let me deal with it in some way. Let me be it if I so choose. You know, and there's some other questions. What do I need to let go of in order for spirit to live its greatest idea of itself as me? And what do I need to fully embrace in order to allow that vision to take shape in my life? So there's a whole process that we can go through. We call that visioning. It's a spiritual practice that we teach. But it's a simple thing when you just ask yourself the question and take a little while to listen to what comes up inside of you, or to watch what happens in the world around you, because sometimes your answers to those questions come at you from a surprise visit or someone else. Years ago, I was working with a wonderful woman, and she was really struggling. She had this dream job that she had applied for in the South Pacific, living on an island, having everything taken care of, her place to live, her food, all of that. And the only thing she needed to do is show up and do the work. And then also put, you know, there was an offshore expense account that was built up for her, so that a few years on this job and she would be set for life. And yet she kept applying and getting turned down and applying and getting turned down. And so in a series of questions, she started asking the real important question was, you know, what is my limiting thought? What is my limiting belief that is stopping me? And she and I were having a back and forth about that and trying to help her get to that answer. And suddenly she said, you know, some part of me doesn't think I have earned this. I haven't worked long enough in that field, even though I know that field quite well. I haven't worked long enough in it to really deserve that level of pay and that level of experience and freedom. And I said to her, what if the spiritual mental work you have been doing by doing spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayers and by this very conversation is enough work to earn you that position? And she lit up, she started crying, the whole thing just, it was a moment of transformation of her thinking. And I kid you not, a week later, she was on a plane from Tampa, Florida, out to the South Pacific, where she lived and worked for a number of years after that, as she had dreamed and planned. It can happen that quickly and that easily when you get to the core idea and belief of what is holding you back, what limiting thought there is, and letting spirit, divine, replace it in you with the vision of what you can become and what you can become as it. And I guarantee you it always works. So I double dog dare you, try it. And try it again. And you will find your life unfolding in ways you had not yet imagined, where the possibilities are not only open, but open to move through you and manifest as you. Because you're wonderful. And so am I. And so it is. Thank you. And now we're going to hear from one of our board members who's also a practitioner and is a wonderful, wonderful contributor to this organization, Maya Foley.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's so good to be here on this day. That was a wonderful message. I love that double dog dare that you issued. And actually, you know, it is our time for giving, but I actually came across a little message about giving that I thought was very cute and I want to share it. And it reminds me of your double dog dare. So apparently this is a true, the story within this is a true story that there is a contractor in Cleveland, Ohio, who was remodeling an old house. And this contractor actually found $182,000 hidden in the walls. It turns out the money was stashed there during the Great Depression. That is amazing. And the question is, can you imagine cleaning out your attic or garage and just finding $182,000? Money that you didn't even know existed, but was there all the time. The story reminds me of a Bible verse in the Old Testament, Malachi 3, which says that if we give generously, then God will open up the windows of heaven and bless us in unimaginable ways. It's the only time in the scripture where God actually tells people to test him. God says, I double dog dare you. Give and see if I don't bless you. So the principle behind that is that generous giving positions us to receive blessings that we don't even know are waiting for us. When we give generously, intentionally, we're putting ourselves in a position to receive blessings from the universe. When we hold on to things, then, or become stingy, or, you know, just feel like there's not enough in the universe, is what I'm saying, then we let, you know, we cut ourselves off from this blessing of abundance. So it's just all about consciousness and just really staying, you know, in the consciousness that there is plenty, plenty, plenty. So I just wanted to just connect that all together. I thought that was really cool. Oh, so talking about the contractor, I mean, the whole idea is that he found something that he didn't know that was out there, but that he had all the time. It was with him all the time. So double dog dare you to, you know, pour out, you know, your giving in this place if you feel like you receive, you know, an abundant message from inflow from the center. So let's read our prayer, our affirmation for giving. Together, let's read aloud. No one can hear you, or whoever's around you can only hear you. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. You can donate, of course, online at this website, cslmidtown.org/donate. We also, now we move into our announcements for the week. So as you might know by now, the theme for March 2021 is open to possibilities. And next Sunday, Reverend Bob will be speaking on a message entitled With Open Arms. Save the date. The annual meeting for our center is going to be held on March 21st, right after the service. We have opportunities for you to get together with us. First being on Tuesday afternoon. We meet on Zoom between 12 and 1:30 in the afternoon. You meet there with Reverend Bob to just connect for the week and just share whatever might be on your heart or, you know, whatever it is that you would like to share. And that is, of course, on Zoom. And that is the same Zoom link from today. As a matter of fact, everything that I'm talking about today is going to be using the same exact Zoom link that you use for today. because after on, not only can we meet on Tuesday, but you also are going to meet up on Wednesdays for Wisdom Wednesdays at between 7 p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And starting this week, Reverend Bob is going to go over a four-part series on visioning. So just like he was talking about today, the process that he was talking about, it's going to be a four session teaching and opportunity for us to practice together visioning. I'm definitely looking forward to that. And that is going to be by love offering, basis of love offering. Again, we're giving to the measure that we feel like we're receiving in kind. So Reverend Bob told me that's also called equity giving, right? Also, please remember to share our this message on Facebook. We broadcast on Facebook. We're also on YouTube. And of course, here we're also on Zoom. So please check us out on Sunday and share with your friends and let them know that you're here. And I also want to remind you that on Sundays before the session, we have a discussion group that starts at 10 a.m. It's from between 10 and like 11:45, 11:50. I mean, 10 and 10:45 or 10:50 right before the service. Again, using the same Zoom link. And we are discussing the 365 Science of Mind. Whether you, if you have read during the week, that's great. If you haven't read during the week, we still welcome you into the conversation. Finally, last but definitely not least, I just want to remind you that we have wonderful prayer practitioners here at CSL Midtown who are willing and ready to serve you. If you are interested in having an affirmative prayer session or having a practitioner go into treatment with you, then you can fill out a prayer request on the website and the link is there. So that is about it for our announcements. And so now let me turn you back over to Reverend Bob.
Thank you. And as we wind up today, we do it as we always do by sharing an affirmation together. Before we do that, I'd simply like to remind you that we will be having a conversation on Zoom immediately following this broadcast. And I invite you to join us there. And I think they'll be posting the site. So look forward to seeing you there. Thank you. So here's our closing. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. And I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Have a blessed week.